Welcome to the 575 Deep Dive Podcast, where AI meets business management. I'm Joe Luna, and every week, your favorite AI hosts dive into the tools, strategies, and stories that help content creators and small business owners thrive in the digital age. So whether you're looking to grow your online presence, monetize your passions, or connect with your audience, this is the place to be. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to take your business to the next level with a little creativity and a whole lot of innovation. This is the 575 Deep Dive Podcast. Let's get started.
Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. This time, we're going deep on emotional marketing for your AI automation services. We've got some pretty interesting sources to dig into today.
Yeah, definitely. Should be interesting.
We've got excerpts from Emotional Marketing for AI Automation, an FAQ, and Emotional Marketing, Tech Success Beyond Logic.
Mm.
That second one's by Joe Luna. He's the founder of 575.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Now, I was looking through these, and one thing that really jumped out at me was that emotional marketing can apparently convert way better.
Really?
Yeah, way better than just hitting people with all the technical details.
Interesting.
Like they're saying up to 70% higher conversion rates.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely impressive.
Makes you wonder why, though.
Well, and that's what I think is so interesting about these sources. They actually dig into the psychology behind why people buy. It's not always a completely rational feature-by-feature thing.
So, okay, let's unpack that a bit. Why does this emotional marketing thing work so well, especially with something as technical as AI?
You know, it's funny. Even when we think we're being logical, often our emotions are kind of pulling the strings.
Oh, interesting.
We make decisions based on how we feel and then use logic to justify them afterward.
Hmm. That makes sense.
So it's not really about the algorithms themselves. It's about what those algorithms can do for you.
So like the feeling of freedom from all those tedious tasks.
Right, exactly. Or the confidence of knowing things are running smoothly in your business.
One of the sources actually used the example of Legos.
Oh, interesting.
They said they're not really selling plastic bricks.
Right. Yeah.
They're selling creativity and nostalgia.
The joy of building.
Exactly. And it's brilliant marketing because it taps into these deeper emotional desires. Mm. So if we apply that to, you know, AI automation, the key is figuring out what emotional outcomes our services actually provide. Like, what problem are we solving that goes beyond just the technical stuff?
Right. And both of the sources actually talk about the emotional needs of small business owners in particular.
Okay.
You know, they talk about wanting freedom from all those repetitive tasks, relief from administrative burdens, and even like the excitement of what they could do with all this newfound time.
I can definitely see how those emotions would resonate with entrepreneurs.
Totally.
But I'm guessing the different types of businesses might have different emotional drivers.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Like a consultant isn't necessarily looking for the same thing emotionally as an e-commerce store owner.
You're absolutely right. And that's where tailoring your message becomes so important.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're talking to consultants or coaches, you might want to emphasize how AI can free up their time to focus on creating really amazing client experiences.
Right.
But for an e-commerce business, you might focus on the peace of mind that comes with knowing that their inventory and fulfillment and customer service are all running smoothly.
Gotcha. So it's about speaking to their specific pain points and desires,
yeah,
but framing it in a way that connects with them emotionally.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. So how do we actually create content that, you know, packs that emotional punch? I know the sources mentioned something called emotional triggers.
Yes. And this is where it gets really interesting. A lot of the sources highlight that it's more effective to focus on a single emotional trigger at a time.
Per piece of content.
Yeah, per piece.
Okay.
So instead of trying to hit every emotion at once, you pick one and you really drive it home.
So instead of saying something generic like implement efficient systems,
yeah,
you'd say something like reclaim your evenings with family.
Right.
Especially if you're, you know, targeting busy entrepreneurs who are feeling overwhelmed and missing out on time with their family.
Exactly. Because you're not just talking about the, you know, the technical solution.
Right.
You're painting a picture of what life could be like, you know, where those burdens are lifted. There's more time, more energy, more joy.
Okay. That makes sense. But how do we make sure that our calls to action carry that same emotional weight?
Yeah. Well, one of the experts they interviewed, Penny Fox, recommends using emotionally driven CPAs instead of those generic ones.
Okay.
So instead of just like, get started today, you might say, reclaim 10 plus hours of your week today.
Ooh, I like that.
You're directly linking the action to the desired feeling.
It's so much more compelling than, you know, just a bland click here type of message.
Right.
And speaking of compelling, you know, both sources talked about the power of storytelling. I feel like transformation stories could be really effective for showcasing the emotional impact of AI automation.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, Joe Luna, the author of one of the sources, he shares his own story about how automation gave him the time to write. And he says that it resonated way more with people than all his previous more technical content.
Mm.
People connect with that human element, you know, they can actually see how AI enabled him to achieve something that he really valued.
So it's not just about saying AI is great. It's showing how AI can transform lives.
Exactly. And the sources really emphasize the importance of specifics when crafting those stories.
Okay.
Don't just say, you know, I was stressed. No, I'm not. Go into detail about those frustrations before AI, the turning point, and the actual quantifiable result.
Yeah, the emotional impact.
Yes. Paint that vivid picture.
So you're inviting people to step into that new reality.
Exactly.
See themselves in the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, vicariously experience that transformation.
When you do that effectively, you're not just selling a service, you're selling a feeling, an aspiration.
This is fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
But what about the people who are, like, skeptical of AI?
Mm.
I'm guessing some folks are hesitant to embrace all this automation.
Yeah.
Maybe worried about losing that human touch. How do we address those concerns using emotional marketing?
That's a great point. And actually, the sources address that head on.
Right.
One of them suggests acknowledging those concerns up front and then reframing them to highlight how AI can actually enhance human connection.
So instead of saying AI is going to replace you, you might say AI can handle those routine tasks so you can focus on the meaningful human interactions.
Exactly. You're turning that fear into a positive by showcasing how AI can free us up to be more present and more engaged in those relationships that actually matter most.
I love that. AI taking care of the busy work so we can focus on the hard work.
Yeah, that's great.
This is so insightful. It makes me think about my own AI services in a new light. So we've talked about why emotional marketing works, how to understand our audience, and some strategies for creating content that really resonates. But how do we know if it's actually working? You know, how do we measure the emotional impact of our marketing?
That is a crucial question. And the sources do offer some good advice on that. One thing is to track engagement with story-focused content versus, like, feature-focused content.
Okay.
You know, which one is getting more views, shares, comments. That tells you a lot about what's resonating on an emotional level.
Yeah. And it's not just about the numbers, right? It's about paying attention to the language people are using.
Right.
Like, what are they saying when they message you?
Right.
Or what kind of feedback are you getting in those consultation calls?
You're right. It's about listening for those emotional cues.
This is so helpful. And, you know, it makes me wonder, if you could bottle the feeling your AI service provides, what would it be called?
Wow, that's a really good question.
It's a tough one, right?
Yeah, it is. I think that's a fantastic way to start thinking about that core emotional benefit. If you had to just distill the essence of what your AI service provides, what would that one word, that one feeling be?
Yeah. It's almost like giving your AI service a personality.
Right.
You know,
right.
An essence that people can connect with on a deeper level.
Exactly. Because once you can name that feeling, once you can articulate it clearly, you've unlocked something really powerful.
It's the key to cutting through the noise and really connecting with your audience.
Yeah. And that connection is what ultimately drives conversions and builds lasting relationships.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I feel like I have a much better grasp of how to use this whole emotional marketing thing to position my AI services.
Yeah.
But we've covered a lot of ground, and I know you've got some more insights to share.
Oh, yeah. We've only just scratched the surface.
Should we take a quick pause here and come back for part two?
Definitely. Yeah. Let's do that. We've got lots more to talk about. Welcome back. Picking up where we left off, you know, as we were talking about storytelling before, it got me thinking about how AI can be perceived as, well, kind of cold and impersonal.
Yeah, good point. I mean, we hear all the time about AI replacing jobs, and that can create some fear and distrust. But the sources we're looking at, they actually suggest that AI can enhance human connection.
Exactly. And I think that's a really important message to get across with emotional marketing. Instead of focusing on the, you know, the technical side of AI, we can actually showcase how it enables us to be more human, more present, more connected to the things that matter.
So it's not about AI taking over. It's about AI empowering us.
Precisely. One of the sources talked about how AI can handle those routine, repetitive tasks that just drain our energy. You know, the ones that prevent us from focusing on what brings us joy and fulfillment.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I felt that in my own work. It's like AI can free up our time and energy for the things that really matter.
And that's such a powerful message for your marketing. You can say to your audience, hey, remember that dream you had when you started your business?
Yeah, yeah.
The one where you were excited, passionate about making a difference. AI can help you get back to that.
I love that. It's about reconnecting people with their why, their purpose. And it goes back to what we were talking about before, understanding your audience's emotional needs. For entrepreneurs, it often includes wanting freedom, flexibility, and the ability to make a real impact. And AI can help them achieve those things.
Absolutely. It's important to remember that emotional marketing isn't just about attracting new customers either. It's about building those deeper relationships with the ones you already have.
How so?
Well, when you understand and speak to the emotional needs of your clients, you create a connection that goes beyond just like transactions.
Right.
You become a partner in their success, a trusted advisor, you know, someone who gets their challenges and aspirations.
Makes sense. You build loyalty and trust that way.
Exactly. You're not just a service provider anymore. And, you know, it's funny, as we've been talking, I keep coming back to this idea of AI as a facilitator of human connection.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
We think of technology as isolating, but here, AI is actually freeing us up to be more present, more engaged.
It's like we've been saying, AI handles the busy work so we can focus on the hard work. And it speaks to the transformative power of AI, which brings us back to storytelling.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, thinking about the importance of those specific details and stories, one thing that really stood out to me from the sources is the need to actually quantify that emotional impact.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not enough to just say, like, I was stressed and now I'm not. Give concrete examples. How has AI made a tangible difference in someone's life?
Right.
Did it give them back 10 hours a week, reduce their stress levels? Did it allow them to like spend an extra day with their family? Those details make the story believable and relatable.
That's a great point. You're grounding that emotional transformation in reality,
mm-hmm.
showing that it's not just some vague concept.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of reality, let's talk about how to address that inevitable skepticism some people will have about AI.
Right. Even though we're highlighting all these positive emotional aspects, there are still going to be those who are hesitant, maybe even scared of automation.
Of course. And the sources do have some advice on how to handle that.
Okay.
One key takeaway. Uh-huh. Be upfront. Be honest about the potential downsides of AI.
Okay.
But at the same time, emphasize how it can be used ethically and responsibly to benefit humanity.
So it's about acknowledging those fears, addressing them head on, not trying to sugarcoat things or pretend AI is some magic solution.
Right, exactly. Have a nuanced, balanced conversation about the potential of AI, the good and the bad.
Okay.
Actually, one of the sources even suggested using storytelling to illustrate how AI can be used for good.
Oh, I like that. Can you give me an example?
Sure. One example was about a company using AI to develop a system that could predict and prevent outbreaks of infectious diseases.
That's amazing. Shows how AI can solve real-world problems and actually improve lives.
Right. And it humanizes AI a little bit.
Mm.
Shows that it's not just some abstract technology. It's something that can have a real impact on people.
Okay. So we've talked about storytelling, addressing that skepticism, quantifying emotional impact. What about standing out from the crowd? There's so many companies out there touting the benefits of AI. How do we make our emotional marketing messages cut through the noise?
Great question. One of the sources offered this really interesting suggestion. Disrupt industry expectations.
What do they mean by that?
Well, think about those typical AI marketing messages.
Okay.
They often focus on the technical specs. Algorithms, processing power.
Right.
It's impressive, but it can be a bit dry.
Yeah. Not exactly heartwarming.
Exactly. So they suggest flipping the script.
Okay.
Instead of focusing on the technology, highlight the contrast between life before AI and life after AI.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. Can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine a campaign that focuses on the Monday morning feeling, you know, that feeling of dread.
Yeah.
Facing that mountain of tasks, feeling overwhelmed, stressed, stuck.
Oh, I know it well.
Right. Then contrast that with the calm, the confidence that comes with knowing your AI is handling all the routine stuff, freeing you up to focus on what matters.
That's a powerful image.
It's tapping into those emotions.
Yeah.
Making people feel like AI is the solution they've been searching for.
Brilliant. You're positioning AI as a source of relief, freedom, empowerment. It's not just another tech tool.
Exactly. And I love how it plays on that universal experience of Monday morning dread.
Yeah.
It's relatable no matter what your job is.
Right.
It's a great way to differentiate yourself too.
Mm.
While other companies are boasting about their tech, you're out there connecting with people.
I'm really starting to see the power of emotional marketing for AI. But are there any, like, ethical considerations we should be aware of?
Oh, that's a really great question, and one that is important to consider. Emotional marketing can be really powerful for connecting with your audience and building relationships, but it's crucial to use it responsibly.
Can you say more about that? What are some potential pitfalls to avoid?
One of the biggest risks is using emotional appeals to, like, manipulate people.
Mm.
You know, getting them to make decisions that aren't really in their best interests.
Yeah.
For example, you don't want to prey on people's fears or insecurities to try to sell them something they don't need or can't afford.
Right. Be authentic. Be transparent. Don't resort to scare tactics. And don't make promises you can't keep.
Exactly. And it's also important to be mindful of bias.
Oh, right.
Like, if you're using images or stories that only show a certain type of person, you might be excluding others without realizing it.
That's a good point. Be inclusive, be representative, make sure everyone feels welcome and valued.
Right. I think ultimately, ethical emotional marketing is about building genuine connections.
So treat people with respect, understand their needs, and offer solutions that actually add value to their lives.
Exactly. And when you do that, you're not just building a business, you're building a community.
This has been such an insightful conversation. I've learned so much about emotional marketing for AI, and you've really given me a lot to think about.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's been great diving into this with you.
And, you know, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, it's amazing how much we've covered.
We really have. From how AI can actually enhance human connection, to the importance of telling those stories, addressing skepticism, quantifying the impact, disrupting those expectations, and, of course, being mindful of the ethical side of things.
It's been quite the journey. We've laid a solid foundation for understanding how to use emotional marketing to really connect with an audience and build a successful AI business.
We definitely have, but I'm sure there's still more to explore, right?
Oh, I think so. Should we take another quick pause and come back for the final part of our deep dive?
Sounds good to me. Let's do it.
All right, we're back, ready to wrap up this deep dive into emotional marketing for AI automation. We've uncovered some really good stuff so far.
Yeah, I think we have. We talked about the psychology behind why it works, understanding your audience and their needs, crafting those compelling stories, and even how to address that skepticism around AI and making sure your marketing is ethical.
It's been a really thorough exploration. And, you know, one of the things that keeps sticking with me is this whole idea of, like, giving your AI service a personality. You know, an essence that people can connect with.
It is a powerful idea. And it goes back to something we talked about earlier, right? Figuring out that one word, that one feeling, that sums up the benefit of your AI.
Yeah. Like, if you could bottle up that feeling your AI service provides, what would you call it? It's a good question to ask yourself, I think. Helps you clarify things and connect with people on a deeper level.
Absolutely. Makes you think beyond just those features and focus on the impact your AI can have.
So let's say you've done all the work. You figured out your audience, their needs, crafted your stories, addressed the skepticism, and even came up with that one word that describes your AI. What are some practical things you can do to actually implement all this?
Good question. And the sources actually offer some practical advice. One thing they suggest is starting by infusing your existing materials with more emotion.
So, like, changing your website copy to focus on the benefits rather than features.
Yeah, or using more emotional language in your social media posts.
Even adding storytelling into your email marketing.
Exactly. It's about finding those opportunities to add in a bit more heart to everything you do. One of the sources actually even recommended making an emotional marketing swipe file.
Okay, what's that?
It's basically just a collection of examples of emotional marketing that's done well. You can find inspiration from other companies, websites, even books and movies.
So it's like a mood board. But instead of visuals, you're gathering examples of how other brands use language and storytelling to make people feel something.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It can be super helpful when you're feeling stuck and need a little boost.
That's a great tip. And I think it reminds us that emotional marketing isn't just a one-time thing. It's a process, you know, always looking for those chances to connect on a deeper level.
Absolutely. And the more you use it, the better you get at it. And it becomes more than just a tactic. It becomes part of who you are.
So it's about infusing your whole brand with that emotional core.
Exactly. And when you can do that, you create a brand that really sticks with people, one that resonates on a deeper level.
That's what we all want, right? Make those meaningful connections that go beyond just selling something.
Exactly. And I think emotional marketing can help us do that.
Well, this has been fantastic. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on marketing now.
I'm so glad.
And I'm ready to put all this into action.
It's been great exploring all of this with you. Hopefully this has inspired you to think differently about how you connect with people and build that AI business.
Absolutely. And to our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into emotional marketing for AI automation. Hopefully you found it helpful and you're feeling fired up to add some heart to your marketing. And remember, it's not just about the tech. It's about the transformation you can help people make.
And as you explore all this, make sure you're doing it responsibly, ethically, with that genuine desire to connect with your audience.
Until next time,
yeah.
Keep on diving deep.